News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government Owen Murphy hosted the third housing summit yesterday with support and prevention, the key focus on the agenda. And the Minister joins us now. But Minister, before we get to the housing summit, I must start by asking you about the water restrictions. You're warning that our drought conditions will get worse before they get better. What's the situation like today?
Well, if we look at things today from a weather forecast point of view, what we're going to see for at least another 10 days is the same conditions that we've seen for the last couple of weeks. And what that means is that over the coming period, the ground is going to continue to dry out, our raw water sources are going to continue to fall, and there'll be further risk of more severe fires as well in very dry ground. So we have to continue to conserve water like people have been. They've been doing a great job. And when we look at the numbers in the Greater Dublin area, we've seen a fall off in demand, a small fall off in demand, but still a fall, which is great over the course of
the
Monday.
So the public are listening to you, basically.
The public are listening. And I think it can be very difficult because some people are seeing restrictions more than others. But for those who aren't yet seeing restrictions, the fact that they are conserving water, that they're using water sensibly, is making a difference. But we're going to have to continue to do this through the course of July and possibly into August, because the real risk comes in September and October when we find that the reservoirs are almost completely depleted, and then we're going to have to potentially look at much greater restrictions across the country. But if we can make that conservation effort now over the course of July, and I know it's difficult because the weather is so hot, but if we can, we are going to see the benefits in September and October. We haven't seen a period of weather like this in about 40 years. Mm-hmm. It is unusual conditions for the country. It's severe drought conditions. And so because of that, we are at high risk actually later on in the year. But if we can conserve water now, we'll protect ourselves from those difficulties potentially in September and October.
Okay, now on the housing summit that took place yesterday, how are you going to increase social and affordable housing to help ease the crisis out there?
Well, this is the third summit that we've had in less than a year, and the summits are all about bringing the chief executives of the local authorities together into the Custom House to drive delivery, to look at some of the new initiatives that we're announcing from the Custom House, but also for local authorities to talk to each other about what they're finding works and what doesn't work. And so it's a very constructive engagement about driving delivery. Delivery has to be at the heart of this, whether we're talking about families in homelessness, social housing or affordability, delivering new homes for people to live in. So in relation to homelessness, we looked at a couple of new measures that will be coming off the back of the two reports that we had published recently. And these are reforms around the use of the housing assistance payment, which is a state subsidy for people going into the private rental sector. So we'll look at things around the use of the transfer list, choice-based letting, a floating HAP stock potentially, to help people out of emergency accommodation or to prevent them from falling into emergency accommodation in the first place. We also looked at the need for a new modular hub programme that we're going to roll out with the McVerry Trust. That's going to be for families. Again, we still have too many families in hotels, so we need more modular hubs to come on stream to get those families out of hotels into a hub, and we know that they spend much less time in a hub before getting them into a sustainable pathway.
And by the way, I think you announced that there would be the hubs, these family hubs would be rolled out across Louth and Galway as well. Does this mean that the homeless crisis is getting worse and it's spreading across the country?
Well, certainly what we've seen over the last number of months, that while things have stabilised in Dublin, where the greatest challenge was 65 to 70% of people in emergency accommodation, we are seeing increases in other parts of the country. And to make sure that we have the right first response in place, that's why we're rolling out the hubs there. Mm. We had this in Limerick as well towards the end of last year, where there was a number of families in hotels. We rolled out a hub programme there. We were able to get those families out of hotels and into hubs. It's a much better first response, and it's the most appropriate way and the quickest way to get people then into sustainable pathways to homes.
Okay, now,
and that's what we're trying
relation
to achieve with everything we do.
In relation to your ongoing efforts, Eoin Brin of Sinn Féin yesterday accused the government, basically, of re-announcing previous announcements in relation to the housing crisis there. He's saying that something like 25 million out of the total 75 million package for serviced sites fund, it has been basically announced a number of times before. What do you say about that?
All we've seen from Sinn Féin in recent weeks and months around the crisis that we have in housing is their attempt to politicise it and to personalise it. I've said before, I'm interested in progress. What the Housing Summit is it's a part of the process. So it's where I bring the local authority chief executives together and I tell them about some of the new things that we are doing. Mm. Of course, the Dáil will have heard of those things because my first point of accountability is to the Joint Oireachtas Committee and to the Dáil. In relation to affordability and the Service Sites Fund that Eoin mentions, Yes, 25 million of it was secured in last year's budget for this year. But what I announced last week was that an additional 50 million would be put into that. And so I bring the local authority chief executives together to say, I know you thought this was 25 million. It's actually going to be 75 million. When you put your 25 million against that, it's 100 million. Mm-hmm. So now we can do affordability at a much greater scale than we had previously thought we could. So come forward with your sites for affordable housing. And so it's an important part of the process that I bring them together and we do a deep dive into that.
Okay, but Minister, I can't let you go without asking you the question about the Taoiseach's comments at some kind of lunch in New York in relation to his finding common ground with Donald J. Trump in relation to us, the awful media, particularly Polcor's political correspondents. Was that tongue-in-cheek or has he found genuine common ground with the leader of the free world?
I wouldn't take that too seriously. From what I understand, the Taoiseach was having a lighthearted discussion with a group of young people, and these quotes have been taken out of context. You and I both know.
I would say there'd be a very much a frosty environment out there between the political correspondents who are travelling with him and himself after that.
But you and I both know that the Taoiseach has always made himself more than available to the media. He believes in a free and independent media, and so does his government, and that leadership comes from the top down, and that's why week in, week out, people like myself, other ministers appear on your show and other shows to make sure that we have a very robust engagement with the media because we believe it's important for a healthy democracy. The Taoiseach believes that.
I would sincerely hope all our political correspondent colleagues out there will take it in the spirit that was intended, and they're not too thin-skinned about that.
I'm sure they will, Paul.
Okay, we leave it there, Minister. Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government, Eoghan Murphy, thanks very much for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast.